B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. And as we reach 12 o'clock, don't forget the playback coming up. We go up back to 04, and it's Eagles-Packers, Lincoln Financial Field. Remember being at the game. It was a showdown in the NFC. McNabb versus Favre. And in this game, there was no comparison. This week, celebrating Eagles quarterbacks and some of the great games by Eagles quarterbacks. We're doing that this week, having some fun. Whatever happened, Tunis, to the heartbreak poll?
Oh, yes.
Curious. Hold on a second. If we had any kind of resolution.
So I'm currently putting up another poll, but I will.
To the heart, we got a lot of
I'll do the old copy-paste later on. Let's check yesterday's.
Well, up here in the desert.
It actually is close, but it's you're losing with our
slide.
Yes, with our slide. So the question that we put out yesterday was that we were looking for our next theme of playbacks. Would you want a heartbreak week? A week where we relive some of the most heartbreaking losses. Example, Joe Carter, 93, Kawhi's quadruple doink. And I mentioned, because this is true, like it or not, but those losses are a part of our history. 64% say no, 36% say yes. So there is still time to vote. 1 hour and 59 minutes, because it's running till the end of the show today. And we did the slide of the 60-40.
Right. And what is it now?
It's 64-36.
It's close. You know, it's close.
It is close.
You didn't think 36% of the people
I did not
would say yes to heartbreak.
Knowles, Paul Nolan responds with, "Yeah, I'm not in enough pain with no sports and not being able to socialize for the past 3 months. Let's just throw more salt in the wounds."
I hear you.
If we did this poll, let's say, remember how we've been setting it up where we'll have the Super Bowl run before, you know, the last playback week. So if we did the second to last playback week, a heartbreak week, knowing that you'll get the Super Bowl week, the next one, I'm sure more people would be on board. So like, let's just say July 1st, sports is back. That means the second to last week of June is heartbreak week, and final week of June is Super Bowl week. I think people will be on board.
All right. Our last week will be Super Bowl week before we have games. We're saving that.
Yeah.
There's going to be other themes. Like, we're going to work on the fact. We need your help on this one, too, throughout the rest of the week. We need your help with the fan games. Which one of the great fan games? There's got to be you remember when we went on that streak of road games where we'd hear the fans?
First so that comes to mind
fan
is
game, L.A.
L.A., yeah, LeGarrette Blount running it down the sideline.
Don't we have to play that game? Isn't that a fan game?
Yeah, I mean, they mention it in the broadcast.
The great fan games of all time. There's got to be a bunch of them that we're not remembering. So I got CC Sabathia and the LA game, Eagles LA, because I remember Fox putting out the Fox Television going to companies that are casting companies to cast Ram fans so they wouldn't have all Eagle fans.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
At the pregame tailgate.
That's so embarrassing.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, is that the most outrageous thing you've ever heard?
Yeah, that's bad. They should never have moved out there. Let's face it.
I mean, that's outrageous, dude.
Another game that comes to mind, and it's more recent, is Embiid's first game. Because that's the first time you saw, because that was the first legit game out of the tank. I'm trying to remember. I'm sure it was a sellout at the Wells Fargo Center.
Right.
Or at least maybe the first game of Embiid and Simmons together.
Right. I think you're right. You're right about that. There's got to be more. I'm forgetting. I'm going back in my annals trying to remember all our great fan games. All right.
How about when Chase Utley hit two home runs against the Phillies and people gave him a standing ovation?
Yeah, I don't want to relive that game.
No, I'm anti. I think that's bad fan.
I agree with him.
I don't need you to applaud a guy who hurt your team.
Yeah, I'm out on that game.
Oh, but it's Chase. I don't care. I don't care that it's Chase. It's the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm out on that game. Let's go to Eddie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Eddie. I'm sorry, Matt in Abington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy?
Long time caller, first time listener.
Nice. Welcome, my man.
I just wanted to touch a little bit with the whole baseball thing and the pandemic and all that. How big of a pass the Houston Astros are getting right now, because they're not playing and they're not seeing the fans and they're not getting punked with these balls, and they are catching a huge pass right now.
Huge pass.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. It's something that I was looking forward to seeing, as far as, you know, the fans getting on them, and I'm sure somebody's going to throw a bottle at them or punk them, you know what I mean? There's going to be a lot of punks.
Huge pass.
Yeah,
and
it is, man.
Here's the thing. Could you imagine if they don't play at all? Right, there's going to be no fans in the summer. But could you imagine if they don't play and
they're
out of sight, out of mind, like, they lucked out. The biggest lucky bastards are those cheating scum, right?
Outrageous, man. Outrageous.
You're so right, brother. You're so right.
And I was just thinking about you guys talking about the fan games, like the big fan games. And one of the best ones I can remember is when the Citizens Bank Park first opened, the first home game. I think Jim Thome was playing in that game. Am I right or am I wrong?
Junis, you're the Thome.
Yes, he hit a home run. It was that exhibition game.
Yes, and that was one of the big. That's one of the big fan games I can remember.
Was it against Pittsburgh?
Usually is. I forget, to be honest.
Yeah, usually in the beginning it is. Yeah, you're right.
They opened the season with the Reds, but I forget who that exhibition game was again. I'll check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I thought about.
So, let me ask you a quick question, because I have you.
Yeah.
How old are you?
33.
All right, for the betterment of your life, right, the last 20 years, when you turn 13, you're an Eagles fan, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles have been nothing but great for the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
Are we overly critical of the Birds?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we're overcritical at all.
All right, so they have had, and they're the I got them as the second best NFL franchise last 20. You agree with that? Behind New England.
I never really thought about it.
Like, I know, but I'm trying to quantify our relationship with them, and do we almost underrate them?
The problem is they set such high standards from, you know, for a long time that it became such a love, you know, for the team, that you should be completely critical of them. When there's something goes wrong, or, you know, something's not going right for you as a fan, you know what I mean? 100%.
Yes, yeah, I'm glad you think that way, because I agree with you. I mean,
100%.
In a big way. I'm just wondering, because, like, are we, do we somehow underrate them? Because I was just looking, and I go, they're the second best franchise. Like, if you were to trade franchise the last 20 years, I don't know. I mean, they've given you incredible seasons of playoffs. They made the playoffs 13 times. Unbelievable. Last 20.
Amazing. No, you're probably right, Ant.
Yeah. Matt, great stuff, man. Don't be a stranger.
Well, I hear you, pal.
All right. Thank you, brother. Have a great day. Be careful. Yeah, I mean, not for nothing, Tunis. It's a lot of wins.
It is a lot of wins. It's a ton of wins.
I mean, I don't know. Do they deserve more respect?
It depends.
It sounds crazy asking these questions. And Matt was terrific. Matt goes, well, I never really thought about it. But when you put it all together, last 20, I got to go, wow.
Well, I say I've been
Eagles
spoiled.
Tribute, man. Yo, guys, let me take a moment and applaud, man.
I say I've been spoiled, but I think they've been fairly criticized when necessary. There's the group of people that always hate what the Eagles do, no matter what, right? There's always that group. It's the okay guys, right?
Okay.
But for the most part, I think because of how smart of a franchise or fan base that we are, when it's necessary, we criticize, and when it's necessary to love them, we do. But me as a sports fan, I have been spoiled overall.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I really want to get a conversation about this. And then it's going to be like, I have a different themes to the ode to the Eagles. But I'm going to start off with this because it really surprised me, that kind of success. All right, lots to get to, including the playback, which is next. We love the playback. Every day, 12:20 is our playback today. It's Eagles. Eagles and Packers. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us, because Radio with the Tunis, right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. Talk about the uncles, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You know they're open. The virtual showroom is open as well. And here's the deal. This is the greatest time to get a new car. You need a new vehicle. Now's the time to get it. Just go on, check it out, familyautos.com. You got all kinds of great financing deals, no payments for 120 days, 0% financing for 72 months. I mean, like, incredible stuff going on with these deals. So check it out. And in fact, you fill out all your paperwork from the comfort of your couch, and then they'll deliver the new vehicle to your driveway. Like a pizza. Yeah, amazing. They will do that. They're also, their parts department's open, service department open. They'll make sure that they sanitize your vehicle. So whatever you need, you always go to the uncles. You always go to family for tough times, and it's like that when it comes to your car. You go to Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul at familyautos.com, right there in the Airport Auto Mall. Been down there for three generations, all right? That's why they're the uncles, and they'll help you greatly. Again, visit them at familyautos.com. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer. Indeed, family. See the uncles for details. Offer ends June 1st, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 12:20. Cause ready to choose. Coming up, I got to give you a great take from the Jim from the Palm on overly critical.
He's a good takesman.
He is a takesman. I agree. You're a takesman as well. I give you high props for being a takesman because you're a takesman. To be a takesman, you have to be interesting. You have to be not cliche, and you have to not just take a take for the sake of a take.
Yeah, I'm anti. Take a take, sake of the take.
I don't like that a little bit. I agree. All right, but it's time now, oh my, for a little playback. Yes. Oh, man. I love the playback. It's one of my favorite shooters.
The playback. I feel like we've been doing like 2 months of it now.
I know. It's crazy, right? It's absolutely insane. But in lieu of games, it's the best we got. Let us throw back to week 13, the year 2004, December 5th, 2004, 4:15 p.m., Lincoln Financial Field. How about this? We forget about the three-man booth. Buck, Aikman, Collingsworth, all ready to call the game. This was the rematch of the 4th and 26th divisional round from the year before, the playoffs, you remember. 4th and 26th, and then Favre throws one up. Dawkins intercepts it. Eagles go on to beat the Packers in the playoffs. On the 4th and 26th game, this one was a showdown. Who was the best team in the NFC? Was it the Eagles? Was it the Packers? The winner was going to get home field throughout. And the Eagles made no mistake in this game. Well, let's get a little bit of a preview from the guys. Take a listen.
And now welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. I'm Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and Chris Collinsworth in just a second. Well, here's Green Bay. Starting 1-4, they've won 6 straight. Now with what's going on in Chicago, they're looking at a full game advantage in the NFC North if they can win today. On the other side, you've got the Philadelphia Eagles with what's gone on with the Atlanta Falcons today and the egg that they laid against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've got their sights locked in on home field advantage throughout the playoffs in the NFC. You, sir, are first. And to you, I ask, what, if you want to put your finger on one thing, do the Eagles have to do to win today?
Well, I think when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles and what they do, they're going to continue with that defensively at least. Jim Johnson likes to bring pressure on the quarterback. He likes to put the blitz on him. And it doesn't matter that Brett Favre is the quarterback on the other side for that team. On the offensive side of the ball, in the last 3 games, this is an Eagles team that has run the ball more than they have thrown it. That will not be the case here today. They're going against a young, inexperienced secondary of the Green Bay Packers. I would expect Donovan McNabb to come out and throw the ball early, and I would expect him to have a big day throwing the football.
You know, for the Green Bay Packers, everything's just been going great. They've won 6 in a row, and Brett Favre is playing fantastic football. Amon Green is back. Javon Walker has been tremendous. The offensive line, unbelievable. The defense is even getting better. But all that really doesn't matter. If they ultimately want to get to the Super Bowl, they have to find a way to come into Philadelphia and knock off the Philadelphia Eagles with all the history behind them, 4th and 26, and all that goes with it. So today's the day they would like to get jump-started on that opportunity.
You said it. The game hasn't even started, and you said 4th and 26.
I couldn't wait. I'm sorry.
How about it, man? How about it? It's awesome, man. The crowd's going crazy. Now, we're going to show you love to McNabb today. But before they score the first touchdown of the game, how about this? It was Hall of Fame Brian Dawkins getting the ball early with another pick of Favre.
Set up the winning field goal and playing center field. Here he comes up with the interception. That's his 3rd of the year. That's the 2nd week in a row we've seen Brian Dawkins make that kind of play over the top. Tremendous range. There was nowhere for Brett Favre to throw the football. He
by forcing one in.
Yeah. Now, here are two plays. The first is all five. The second, T.O. Now, the first, I want you to listen, because Colin Jenkins has his ankle wrapped up on a third and five, but he escapes. And then seconds later, he finds T.O., T.O., T.O.
Third down and five. McNabb, pressure. McNabb stays on his feet long enough. Flips it for the first down.
You've got to be kidding me.
Kingston on the reception, and the strength of McNabb showing up. Jenkins couldn't bring him down, and McNabb completes it for 11 yards.
It really is remarkable, the athletic ability of Donovan McNabb. He's trying to go to Terrell Owens, who was in motion, but pretty good coverage there by Michael Hawthorne. And then Donovan gets pressure in the pocket, and at that time, he finds Todd Kingston, who's moving around and gets him to an open space. Unbelievable. Colin Jenkins trying to get him to the ground, but you're not going to get him down, just pulling on his ankle.
Now, how about the arm strength of that? Have your wrong foot forward, one foot off the ground, and complete that pass? Are you kidding me?
A blitz coming from Green Bay here, and it's Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens sniffing the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Here we go.
Well, if you're waiting for a great touchdown celebration, I just think we saw Terrell Owens maybe unprepared for an early touchdown.
Oh, Joe Buck's great, man.
Yes, he is.
How did you get on Joe Buck? How, that was awesome. Vintage McNabb. Strong. Elusive. All right. Packers now have the ball on offense. They're able to drive down the field. They get inside the red zone. But right, this time, it's Sheldon Brown who makes the big play on the Eagles' defense.
In this game, you have the best red zone offense in Green Bay going up against the best red zone defense in the Philadelphia Eagles. This is where these types of games get decided.
First and goal from the 15. And the pass is bobbled and picked off by Brown. And Brett Favre is having a horrendous start to this day in Philadelphia.
Well, it really is, Joe, on that particular throw there. That's one you want to throw to the back pylon. And for whatever reason, Brett Favre decided to throw a line drive ball. He's trying to get it into Donald Driver, but because he throws such a flat ball, Sheldon Brown's able to turn around and make a play on that.
Sheldon. Lito and Sheldon. I love Sheldon Brown, man. He's a hell of a player. All right, so now they get the pick. They start at their own seven. And this Eagle offense was dynamic. And they took it 93 yards. Let's listen to this drive.
It's about as nice an evening weather-wise as you're going to find in early December in Philadelphia. It is beautiful. And it has been an ugly start for Brett Favre. Night and day difference between McNabb and Favre here in this first half. McNabb has yet to throw an incompletion. That continues thanks to a great catch by L.J. Smith. Reaches behind him to get it, and a 20-yard completion for McNabb, who's 12 for 12. Westbrook was split out wide to the right at the top of the screen. Dorsey Levin's coming out of the backfield on the reception, and Levin's, a former Packer, gets nine. If McNabb can't complete his next pass, he'll set a franchise record. Great completions to start the day. This one to Westbrook. And he's down just inside the 15. Third down and five. McNabb comes back to this side of the field. Westbrook. Westbrook. Touchdown, Philadelphia. They're going to pull the left guard, Steve Shulo. He tries to get out and put the block. He's not able to get out there in time, but Brian Westbrook does a good job in open space of being able to get that ball in the end zone.
Brilliance of B. West. Amazing. All right, as great a game as Donovan and the offense had, we can't forget how dominant the defense was against Favre. So already two interceptions And now, this time, on a 3rd and 5, Favre back to pass, and it's Corey Simon up the middle with the pressure.
3rd down and 5. Favre is going to go down again. Corey Simon, who had only 2 sacks coming in but had a sack and a half last week at the Giants, gets one here. And this is what Jim Johnson and this defensive staff has been waiting for from Corey Simon this season. When you've got an edge rusher like they have with Javon Kurse, if you can then provide a guy who can bring pressure up the middle like Corey Simon does here, it just gives your quarterback nowhere to go with the football. Great job by Corey Simon showing some quickness coming off the ball.
Here's another underrated player. You know that, Judas? Corey Simon?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What was he known for?
I don't know. Wearing the number 90?
In his build.
He's a big dude?
Yes, he was the big butt man. That's things to say. He had the big posterior and the legs.
I mean, he had two. They had him and then they had Honey Buns.
Yes. Yes. Honey Bunch had more of the belly.
Oh.
Let's take a listen. The Eagles have good field position on their next drive. And it's 3rd and 1. And for the second time of the day, McNabb finds B. West for the touchdown.
3rd down and 1. McNabb keeps it. Throws it. Wide open is Westbrook. Boy, they make it look easy. Touchdown, Philadelphia. You talk about a confident Eagles offense is willing to call any and everything, no matter down and distance. 3rd and less than 1, and this is what happens.
They're going to catch Owens going up the field here, and they completely lose Westbrook on the outside. Just an out-and-up route, and right now, this Packers defense is just lost. They just don't know who to cover. They don't know who to follow. They've tried a zone. They've tried man. They've tried blitzing. They've tried everything, and they are not even coming close to stopping the Eagles.
So we pause for a second because that Eagle offense in 04 was so dynamic, right? Incredibly dynamic. Andy was the architect then, and he's the architect now of the Chiefs offense. Could you argue that there is no better offensive architect than Reed?
I don't know. I think that's fair to say. I do. I mean, just because he didn't win a Super Bowl until last year doesn't mean he didn't have a brilliant mind when it came to putting together an offense.
Yeah.
Right. His biggest thing that people would always say is, oh, well, he doesn't know how to call timeouts well.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
He still knows how to build an offense that could give you 30 plus on a night, on a given night.
Damn. He was good, man. He was good. All right. Let's get back to it. Eagles force a 3-and-out, right? Back on offense, less than 5 minutes to go in a half. It's a great game. McNabb already has 3 touchdown passes in a game. Now, we're going to hear a 15-yard completion from 5 to Pinkston and a Pinky Dance. And that's going to set up McNabb's 4th touchdown of the day.
2nd down and 10. Has a 1st down down to the 6. It doesn't really matter what the Packers are trying to do when you consider Todd Pinkston and Terrell Owens and Brian Westbrook, and then you got Chad Lewis and LJ Smith. They just got so many weapons right now on the offensive side of the ball that Bob Sloan, the defensive coordinator, he's got his hands full trying to figure out who are we going to slow down first. 1st and goal from the 6. McNabb rolls to his right, throws Smith. Touchdown. LJ Smith gets his 4th of the year. And everybody's been in on the fun with McNabb spreading the ball around since the opening kickoff.
Wow. My God. I forgot about this game. This game was awesome. And it gets even better. Perhaps the greatest half in the history of the Eagles. This game. Because He threw the fourth touchdown pass. And now the fifth one is coming up. Under 3 minutes left now. Eagles force another three and out. And you're going to hear McNabb to T.O. for a chunk. And then McNabb to B. West for the third hookup of the half.
McNabb already has four touchdown passes. It ties his career high. And it's the third time he's done it in the last 4 weeks. McNabb with all day fires in a wide open. Terrell Owens on the other end. Oh, what a throw that was. Already Donovan McNabb has thrown four touchdown passes, make it five. Westbrook.
No way can you get out there with Ryan Westbrook with wide receiver skills on a safety and win that battle. That's just too easy.
A 12-yard completion, five touchdown passes for Donovan McNabb, and this secondary for Green Bay is lost.
Hey, you can forget about how are they going to cover Terrell Owens. They can't cover anybody at this point. No matter what they try to do, it has not worked. And Brian Westbrook just runs a slot route, and they put it on him, and it's just like they're out at practice.
Wow. All right, the Packers are able to get a field goal before halftime to make it 35-3. So, second half starts. Eagles with the ball. McNabb doesn't miss a beat. This time, he finds Freddie for 30. Listen up.
Blitz coming from Green Bay. The Eagles pick it up, and Freddie Mitchell's wide open. His first catch of the day. Put the belt on, Freddie.
There we go. Now, we had the people's champ, and then you saw him look at his watch, which is to say, it's about time you threw one to me. That's the new one he has.
I tell you, if he keeps getting open like that, he'll get a lot more thrown his way.
Well, everybody's open out here today. Who's not open?
Junis.
That makes me hate Fred even more.
I was going to ask you.
McNabb threw five damn touchdown passes, and you're going, it's about time he threw it to me. Shut up.
How bad the violation there?
It's a total violation. If you're doing about damn time when it's the fourth quarter and you haven't thrown a touchdown pass yet, and you're like 9-for-30 throwing the ball, all right, fine.
Yeah,
I threw five touchdown passes in the first half, and you're going, it's about time?
I agree with it, and you can't do the belt. You're up 35-3.
No. Yeah, you're right. Can't go belt. Can't go, it's about time.
I agree.
Freddie Mitchell, ultimate not
I love
player.
Freddie, but yeah, I agree. Eagles only get three on that drive. It's now 38-3. Defense forces another three and out. And we got another big play. This time, 3rd and 14 and five goes to 81.
The Philadelphia Eagles with a win today / tonight will have a 2-game lead in their race with the Atlanta Falcons for home field advantage as we march toward the playoffs in the NFC. The other side, the NFC North, is getting more bunched up because of today's activity. Owens, what a catch. Perfect throw as McNabb dropped it in, and Terrell Owens is down to the 25. 45 more yards, Chris.
Poor Michael Hawthorne. I mean, that was just a flat-out foot race, and until you've actually been on the field with Terrell Owens, you don't think of him as being that fast a guy. But he just took off running, really not much of a move to speak of, and outran Hawthorne by 3 or 4 yards on the play.
It's gotten to the point where it's just embarrassing for this Packers defense and allowing these guys to run open like that.
All right. So another field goal. Akers makes it 41-3. And now people are wondering, why is five still in the game? And here he is. You ready? Five to Westbrook. Oh, yet again!
landing on the shoulder, and you see all the time guys get separated shoulders. I don't know.
Well, it makes no sense. I mean, whether he comes out of this game healthy or not, it just makes no sense. I mean, part of the reason that they're positioned to be able to sustain this for so long is because Donovan McNabb is going to be their quarterback, and that's the only hope that they have of going all the way this year and winning the Super Bowl. Blitz coming, McNabb, Westbrook. His huge day continues. Roman ends up bringing Westbrook down. My attention with Westbrook running in the open field was on McNabb, who got hit around the knees and ended up back on his backside after getting rid of the pass. Yeah, and he looked shook up. I mean, take a look at the hit that he takes down low. That's dangerous. I mean, that's a dangerous shot right there. And, you know, this is when tempers start to flare when you're the Green Bay Packers and you've got 41 points and yet you're still throwing the football. Westbrook, as I've already said, in my opinion, shouldn't be in the game. Donovan right McNabb there. Certainly shouldn't.
Wow.
They should get some of these backup players in there and get them some experience, start running the football.
All right. Eagles get three more points. 44-3. Fourth quarter starts. Eagles on offense. And now it's Dorsey Levins with the big play. Take a listen.
There's the handoff to Dorsey Levins, the former Packer. A 45-yard run from Levins.
You know, and I really think if the Eagles put one more touchdown on the board, that their BCS computer rankings are going to go way up.
Maybe that's what.
Yeah, I think it'll really help them in the polls this week.
Wow. This Collinsworth hater. Such a hater, Collinsworth. Junis. It's early in the fourth quarter. Here's the thing that he should know as a player. And I remember asking Andy after the game, like, you know, because right away, speaking of hypocritical, was, oh, my God, how come the starters aren't out? How come the starters aren't out?
Yeah, it wasn't great win. It was, dude, what are you guys doing?
Right. It's the, and it was earlier in the fourth quarter. So I understand, like, if it's like under 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, you make the case. But one of the things that Andy said, and I'll remember him saying this to me, was that when you're having that kind of day, It's a gift to the player. They've earned that right to play. Because, listen, every player wants stats, right? And, like, it's your chance to reward the player and allow them to be on the field a little bit. Enjoy and have fun. Anyway, I hate that Collinsworth. Oh, I hate him. Hate him. Hate. So, Eagles going to win 47-17. Packers scored two garbage touchdowns at the end. No Favre. He was gone. Craig Knoll is the quarterback. I didn't even remember Craig Knoll. Here you go.
Knoll rolling to his right, threw it back across the middle, and finds his fullback Henderson. Second touchdown of the year.
Quentin Michael is pointing towards the scoreboard and saying, you might want to look up there before you decide to spike it too often.
Well, there it is. Eagles go on to win it. Big route. Big game by five. Big game by Westbrook.
Big game by Craig Knoll. Two touchdown passes.
Craig Knoll. Who? So that was one of the great, great epic games performances, and Donovan was sensational that afternoon. Just sensational. We'll come back and let's open up the phone lines again, and it's Ode to the Eagles, 610-632-0975. Last 20 years, I got them as number two. Somebody disagrees. I'm going to tell you who they say, and then I want to find out about our own Ode to the Eagles. And what's your own? Last 20 years, have they been overly criticized? Again, somebody else says no. And I want to put that out there. And I'm curious what you think after all the success they've had. It's Cuz Radio with Shunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Welcome back, Cuz Radio with the Shunis. All right, couple things. One, so last 20 years, I didn't really look at it and dissect the other teams, which I need to go back and do. But, of course, Patriots, if you look the last 20 years, you did the NFL most prestigious, you know, franchises, most accomplished franchises. Now, the Giants have won two Super Bowls. So you could say that they're more accomplished because ultimately it's about the Super Bowl.
Right.
However, if you're going to take into account 13 playoffs, 190 wins, buzzing around, I think that's worth it. I elevate the Eagles above the Giants and have the Eagles number two.
Yeah, because they did it all. They were more consistent. Like, I guess it's fair to make the case for the Giants because of the two Super Bowls, but
right. I mean, listen, if you said to me, "Hey, ultimate, it's about titles."
Last, I don't know, 5 years, the Giants have been laughed at.
Well, yes.
The Eagles have never been laughed at except for the final year of Chip because he was running the same plays constantly and the first year of Doug.
Right.
Other than that,
right.
They haven't been laughed at.
Well, exactly. I mean, so I have number two now. West Virginia Rick on the text board has the Steelers at number two. Now, I haven't calculated wins.
Right.
Or playoffs, which I got to do. But I believe they have one Super Bowl.
They beat the Cardinals.
Right. I think they only have one.
I think they've been to more than one, but I think you're right. I think they only won the one. Doesn't Ben have two rings?
Does he have two? Chicago. Didn't they beat Chicago?
I think that was Peyton.
That was Peyton. I knew somebody had a bogus win over the Bears.
That was Rex Grossman.
Right. That was the rain. The Super Bowl Miami.
Yeah, it was
the
ugly.
Rain. Prince sang the halftime show.
The Steelers have won two Super Bowls since 2000. It was a Bill Cowher Super Bowl, 11-5. That was the Jerome Bettis. He won. I'm pretty sure he won MVP.
When was that? That was
2005.
That's right, 2005.
And then the 2008 was Mike Tomlin.
Right, 2005. Who'd they beat in 2005?
That was when they beat the Cardinals. No. Oh, 2005? 2005. Yeah. Let me click on.
Because 2008 was, we were going to do the PA Super Bowl.
All right, so that was the team that I was considering another one that you could say second best. And that was when they beat the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
And that was Sean Alexander's prime. Yeah. So the Seahawks, I wanted to run this by you, are a team that I consider, and it's been more recent success.
Right.
But they
but
also
15 years, dude. That's 15 years.
They lost that Super Bowl in 2005, but they also won the division a bunch of times. But remember, the NFC West for a while was a trash. I mean, they won. Let's see. They won the division in 2010 with a 7-9 record. Right, so like wins, maybe the Eagles have more wins, but then from 2012 to 2016, they had double-digit wins. 2017, they went 9-7. In the last 2 years, they've had double-digit wins.
How many winning records? But again, this takes account the last 20 years, two full decades.
Right.
So, I mean, the Eagles owned the conference for that five-year period.
Right. The Seahawks, out of those 20 years, had 14 seasons with winning records.
Wow. 14?
Yes. They had six losing records. And let's see. They had... No, the Eagles had 16, 13. Right?
13. Oh, no. Wait.
No, the Eagles had 16.
No, they don't. No, they were 8-8 twice.
Oh, the Eagles were? Okay.
What I'm saying, the Eagles had four losing seasons. They went to the playoffs 13 years.
Okay. So the Seahawks.
How many times have they gone to the playoffs?
How many times have they gone to the playoffs since 2000? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 times, including three Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl victory.
That's close.
And that's the team that I would rival the Eagles.
Look at Pittsburgh for a second. Where's Pittsburgh at?
I have Pittsburgh since 2000. They've made the playoffs 2, 4, 6, 8, 12 times.
So one less than the Eagles.
Yes.
They won two Super Bowls, though.
If one, two Super Bowls,
Seattle's
been to
only
three.
Won one. Yeah, no, you got to put Seattle. You got to put Pittsburgh at two.
Right.
He's right.
But Seattle is probably a top fiver, and they may be. I don't know what the win total is.
If we go Pitt 1, New England 2, do you go Seattle?
No, New England's got to be 1, right?
I said New England 1. Oh, I'm sorry. New England 1, Pittsburgh 2. Then is it Seattle or the Eagles?
Right. That's the toss-up. Because remember, Hasselbeck actually was pretty good.
Right.
And you had Sean Alexander. You had some good defenses. You had Lofa Tutupu, one of the best names ever.
Boy, wow, that was that night.
Yeah,
that
picks against
the
Eagles.
On Monday Night Football.
Yep.
Horrible. That was the Monday Night Football tough game, man.
I forgot that Holmgren was the coach for Seattle for that long.
Oh, yeah, dude. He was a big deal. He went and he ran the franchise.
He was there from
That's why he left Green Bay.
99 to 08.
Yeah, he left Green Bay. He was tired of having to deal with a general manager.
Yeah. Seattle, how about that? They go Holmgren 9 years, Jim Mora for one, and then they've had Pete Carroll since.
Yeah.
Talk about an organization that's been lucky with coaches.
All right, let's throw in one more. Tasty Cake Job text board says, what about the Ravens?
I was about to say Baltimore. Hold on, let me pull up their reference
page. Because the Ravens
page.
Have had a hell of a lot. Now, again, they had to deal with Pittsburgh. But so you had 2000, they won the Super Bowl in 2000.
Right. They've been to the playoffs.
And they won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, they won it in 12.
Wow, I forgot.
They've been in the playoffs 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 times since 2000.
But they had two Super Bowl victories.
Yes. And they've made it to the AFC Championship game four times. The two times they won the Super Bowl, and then they lost twice.
Wow, a lot of wins, right?
They're
on their third quarterback.
They're one of those up and down teams. They had two 5-11 seasons. A 6-10, a 7-9.
Wow.
Remember, there was the time where they were talking about firing Harbaugh for like three straight years.
Yeah, which was stupid. I remember going on Baltimore radio and saying, you guys are idiots.
Because 15, they went 5-11, then they went 8-8, then 9-7. And that's when they were like, oh, let's fire Harbaugh. And then we did the shows, would you take Harbaugh over Doug right now? And but then, now they're 10-6 and then 14-2 last year.
Right.
But the Ravens are probably top five.
Yeah, I mean, are they above the Eagles? Are they number three above the Eagles in Seattle?
Well, they won two Super Bowls. You win two, and I know the Giants won two, but the Giants have been...
Nah, but you got... You're right.
The Giants have been laughed at.
Exactly.
I mean, Baltimore had some... The only thing is they had some bad years. Right, so maybe you can make you can have the conversation...
Yeah, I go, dude. I'm sorry, man. I think I gotta go Baltimore, right? Three.
Don't
you gotta go Baltimore three?
Oh, God.
Seattle's only won one, right? They were at one. They blew the other one.
Right.
Or they at
no, they were at three.
Three.
They lost to the Pittsburgh one in 05.
Right.
So they've been to the Super Bowl three times in the last 20 years and won once. And you're right, blew another one. I look at Baltimore. Baltimore had a couple last place finishes in their division.
All right, so you would say Seattle greater than Baltimore? And then Eagles? So Eagles are five?
Man, well, I think Eagles, Baltimore, you can have the conversation.
Yeah, but they still have two wins.
They have two wins, four total conference championships.
See, the two wins trump two wins plus success.
Yeah. Eagles have made it to six conference championship games, two Super Bowls, only won one.
How many Seattle's made it to? Three?
How many times have they made it to? Let's see. Seattle Seahawks conference. So they made the Super Bowl three times, so that's three.
Right.
And that's it. They never got.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's another argument. The Eagles have gone to six. Seattle just three.
Yes, Seattle's three for three, though.
All right, here's what you do. Total up the wins. I know the Eagles have 190 wins in the 20 years.
Let's see. Can Pro Football Reference be my friend? If you keep on clicking, they should do the math for you. So I'm doing this for Seattle right now. On the fly. Let's see. Tally it up for me, Pro Football Reference. Don't mess me up here.
It's
they're messing me up.
It's, you gotta do it manually. You got to just go to and just add it up again. You know, you got to do the 20 years and how many wins. So
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.